Phoenix Audio presents You're Lucky You're Funny, A Life Becomes a Sitcom. Written by Phil Rosenthal, read by the author.
Prologue. My brother Richard got married on September 5th, 1993. I was the best man, and with that honor comes the giving of the toast. I'd been earning a living as a writer on an assortment of television sitcoms for about 4 years at this point, and so I felt there was an expectation to be humorous whenever forced to speak in public. A self-imposed pressure, but real nonetheless, as if I deeply needed to communicate to people, "See, I can be funny. It's not my fault the shows are terrible." And so I racked my brain for material. Material at family functions often focused on the family at hand, and my particular family had served me well in the past. Years earlier, I wrote a little poem at my parents' 25th anniversary party, at their nonstop insistence, that seemed to be hilarious to the relatives and friends. Better than Broadway, I had been told. But now, at this wedding, I was 33, and there were people there who didn't know the family, and worse, didn't know me. But here he is, the Hollywood Toastmaster. This could be a bad wedding, meaning I could bomb. And then it hit me. An anecdote that had actually happened, that I had suppressed for several years, that drove me nuts then, and thinking about it again, now rekindled the nuts, and that illustrated the insanity in our family and would serve as a warning to Richard's bride, Karen, as to why she should perhaps reconsider marrying into this psycho ward. Why she should run screaming into the hills, rather than subject herself to a life of unrelenting complaining and unbearable frustration, petty domestic politics, and life under maternal rule. The more I thought about this story, I realized it wasn't funny at all, but that didn't matter anymore.